or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network on WPRU, of course, hear substantial topics. Where else can you go to the radio and have somebody like Daniel Golden talk about books? I mean, we love books. We're an audience that loves books. It's terrific. It's valuable. And also all the information that comes your way that is way more than just a headline. We go in-depth on the issues that matter to you. Today it will be books. Some of the books will be about cooking. Some of them are major biographies of important people in American history. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm not kidding you. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And look forward to it. And you can make your donation in support of the programs that you look forward to as well. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
And if you think about it, a dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And then all year long, you'll not only enjoy the program, you'll have a personal stake in the program, which always makes you feel better about yourself. Which is very important, and about the program, which is, it's all good. Make your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
Hey, it's us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, with some good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to shorten its pledge drive to just one day so they can provide more uninterrupted programming.
And what's the bad news?
Well, if it works, they won't interrupt car talk.
How unfortunate.
Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to raise all the money they need today, and they can't do it without what?
Stealing Scott Simon's lunch money.
No, they can't do it without listeners calling in, so please make your pledge now, and here's how.
Very easy. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an added incentive, we have something very special for you this drive. You can get our first ever artist mug when you donate $150 or more. This mug was designed for us by Hamilton Wood and Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Ask for it now when you make your pledge of $150 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Daniel Golden will be joining us momentarily. He's owner of Boswell Books, wonderful bookstore in Milwaukee. He does a blog. He's come with recommendations of books for this show, and we'll also put this on our Facebook page. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. And he joins us fairly often. We talk about books a lot. We have a lot of authors on this show. So discussions like these are possible because of your financial support. You enjoy listening to us year after year. We need your support to keep our organization and this program strong.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but you enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio year after year. We need your continued support to keep this organization strong. Has it been a while since you've donated? This is the perfect time to rejoin at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, we sure would. Thanks, Lisa. 88 more pledges during the next, 50 minutes or so. Please make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Daniel Golden is joining us in our Milwaukee studios. He's got books. He's got books. This guy's really got books in his head and also in the studio. Lots of books. And he is with us. We're going to be talking about his book recommendations and welcoming your phone calls, too. I don't want to put you out of the loop here. You can call with books if you have a recommendation, if you're looking for a suggestion. Daniel is up to that task as well. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Daniel, hello. Thank you.
Hi,
so much
nice
for being
to, nice
with
to
us.
Be sitting next to you.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
Yeah, in close quarters here. So I just got back from Washington, and lo and behold, I went with some friends. What's the book I find in the Library of Congress? Da-da-da-da-da. First Dogs.
Oh,
can you believe it?
I'm shocked.
I love this book, American Presidents and Their Best friends.
Oh.
I know. Isn't it sweet? But it's written some years ago, but we're going to try and get it on. But this is a way to learn history through the dogs, right?
Absolutely true. Yeah.
It was quite a find. But I noticed you have history on the list of books you recommended. This has been much discussed, The Years of Lyndon Johnson.
Oh,
he's a great historian.
Absolutely. And obviously, there's a lot of – this is a Wisconsin Public Radio focus. Like, you practically could have a Robert Caro substation. But but the new book's getting great reviews. Mishiko Kakutani in the Times liked his tone better than in the first couple of books. And we had a really great week, and we were just – it's just so much fun to sell really intense history and biography. People always talk about how they don't have enough time to read. This book doesn't get finished in 15 minutes, and people just coming out of the woodwork. And we just got the announcement that the next William Manchester book, another long biography, is coming out in the fall, the next volume of that. And so hooray, right?
Right. It tends to be the kind of – because of the show we do, it tends to be what my reading is all about, is this kind of stuff. But it's also quite fascinating.
Well, I always think about that when I have a good you're so packed with interesting people on the show. But every so often we'll have an author that didn't get on the show, and I'll think, this is like the honorary Kathleen Dunn show without the show. So.
Well, that's nice, Daniel. I'll think of that in the future. You also have – I think this got a good review. I read it somewhere in the last couple of days. And she's a sweetheart. Anna Quinlan has a new book.
Yes, and this is a memoir. And she does mostly write novels nowadays, but a lot of people really discovered her from her op-ed page in the New York Times, where we really learned a lot about her life. And this is really jumping from her life in her 30s when she was writing those essays into today and how she sort of grew up as a woman. We have been selling the book very well, and Anne, one of my booksellers, adored it and wrote a rec right away. Reviews have been great. She's got a wonderful voice, and I think really resonates with women of a lot of different ages about how she got from where she was and how she sort of came up with this idea of who she wanted to be. She faked it, and then she grew into that person. So, and her kids are now coming into the age almost where we sort of met her.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, she's great. She left the column. She said, partially because I want to ask her about this, we'll have to get her on the air, she felt that she had reached an age where it was time to step aside and let younger people, and I know there's a debate about that, let younger people step up and do that job. She felt very strongly about it.
I'm not sure if they replaced her with somebody younger. I think they replaced her with somebody the same age or older.
Yeah.
But it was very good intentions.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that.
Was.
And it would be really great to have two or three people writing op-ed pages in their 20s, you know, for a paper like the Times.
I agree.
You know, usually it is the job that you get in journalism after you've had 75 other jobs.
Yeah.
And it would be an interesting perspective. They would have to make sure that they were online, because it's hard to get a younger person to read a physical paper.
That's true.
They don't understand the importance of occasionally spilling your coffee and panicking about it on your paper.
Well, we should write a letter to the Times suggesting that. We should find the columnist.
Letter, yeah.
A group letter. That's a good idea. We should all get together and
we'll
get a group
Rhonda
letter.
We'll have Rhonda do it.
Yes.
She could be the columnist.
She could. You want to do that, Rhonda? No, she doesn't. She doesn't want to do it. You, I know, have people, which I think is terrific, come to your bookstore and have these gatherings. I mean, nothing could be better than an evening with an author and talking with the author about a book.
We love it, and I have really made it, though I'm quite exhausted by it, I've really made it my passion to really pack our schedule with events and really look for interesting kind of people. I'm not above chasing, you know, we do work with a lot of local people and self-published people, and we can't do all, you know, just because there's a lot of extra work involved in that. But we'll, you know, I think just this morning I wrote two passionate letters to publicists after we had made our proposals, you know, following up and saying, look, what a good job we did with. We had Susan Nusser last night for her horse book, Kentucky Derby Dreams, and just in time for the Kentucky Derby this weekend, and it was really great. He was really happy, and I shouldn't brag, but we had a very good event compared to, say, the event in Kentucky, and which is kind of, and we actually had a smaller percentage of people she knew at this event, and so you know, so then that leads me to go and say, okay, we made a proposal for, say, Louise Penny, a wonderful mystery writer. You know, look at what we can do. Maybe you should consider adding. Think about, again, about adding to the tour. And we, you know, so we're always really continually making these pitches because we know how excited people can be about these events. I had somebody last night who said, I've been to four of them in the last couple of months. I have a Kindle. But it's really, you know, I really value this. And she bought the book. So that was great.
Yeah, it's just the best way to spend an evening. It's really good. So you're not a fan of the Kentucky Derby?
I know very little about – I have to fudge my way through a lot of sports talk. I actually did tour Churchill Downs.
Oh, you did?
And I did actually – I grew up in Queens, so I actually attended the Belmont Stakes when
I was young.
Yes, I did. Oh. By train, and because I had two friends growing up who were fanatic horse racing fans. And one of my friends would travel the country looking for races. And I actually read a lot of books about racing, and I don't – and horses, there's a wonderful novel coming out in June called Bolletto by Allison Hagee. And she actually, one of her previous novels was called Keeneland, which was about one of the big horse auctions every year. And this book is about a horse trainer who sort of the making of a horse trainer and his relationship with his horse. A very quiet, beautiful Western novel like Kent Haru for Ivan Doig. But she's coming, I think, on June 12th, Tuesday, June 12th. Hmm. I wind up reading a lot of horse stuff.
That's interesting. Mm. I don't know why. I kind of watch those. I'm not sure. I think it's a family thing. My mom used to have all the neighbors bet a dollar on the Derby and then the Belmont and all of those. And it'd be a big, you know, pull your names out of the hat and it'd be a big deal in the house. I mean, I have problems with I have problems with it too. Well, but there's something that captivates me about every one of those races.
Well, one of the things that was very interesting is this week in the Times there was a piece about how the rise of casinos in these smaller, the B and C tracks has led to increased purses for the small claim stakes. And so people are actually racing horses that are not ready to be raced and they're drugging them. There's some bad things going on.
Yeah, there is bad
stuff. For something like the Kentucky Derby, which is a high stakes, high competitive to get in, there's really not a problem going on.
Listen to you. We're talking to Daniel about the Kentucky Derby and he knows what he's talking about.
All right. We're talking about baseball now.
Ryan Braun hit three home runs the other night. So. Yeah. Do you have any baseball books?
I do. That's why I'm
All right. Hold on. We'll get to that in a moment. All right. We are going from horse racing to baseball with Daniel Golden and Kathleen Dunn, two of the least likely people in the world to know what they're talking about. But he does. I don't.
No, everything is wrong.
All right. We are in... I must tell you, this is a very important day for us. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Lisa Nalbandian is joining us in our studio as well. Today is for Wisconsin Public Radio, which is listener-supported, One Day Wednesday.
This pledge drive is a single day, and today is it. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a big difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for another 83 pledges in the next 45 minutes, and then we'll stay on track this hour. And, you know, pledge for all of the books, all of the authors, all of the recommendations and the pleasure you get and the knowledge you get that carries way beyond this show with people like Daniel Golden. And make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everybody wins if we do. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is a phenomenal network. You hear great guests all day long. It's a unique radio service in the nation, and your support makes it possible. So please pledge now for the station you rely on, the station you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. Our One Day Wednesday drive is underway, and we only have a few hours left to raise a week's worth of support for Wisconsin Public Radio. There's no I'll do it later in a One Day drive, so make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Very easy to pledge. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your pledge, oh, might be $50, might be $100, or some of you might be able to share $500. Whatever amount you choose, the right amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up our single largest source of income.
Which means, of course, that your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know, make a pledge of support, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is One Day Wednesday when we get an entire pledge drive over and done in just one day. A one-day fund drive means more of your programs and less on-air fundraising in the months to come. Give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but you don't have that much to give.
Well, don't worry. Your gift of any amount, whether it's $10, $120, whatever amount is comfortable for you, is the right amount to give. The important thing is to make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much for all of your support. Really, thank you. We need you. Thank you for giving. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Daniel Golden is our guest in our studio. He's owner of Boswell Books, and we're getting valuable book suggestions. We're also entertaining your phone calls. If you would like to join our conversation on air, please do so. 800-486-8655. And, you know, give us a little while, but we will put, Daniel has very kindly put together a list of books and what the book is about, too, which we will post on our Facebook page, which is also darn nice of him. And that's the Kathleen Dent Show. What's the book on baseball?
Oh, it's Bill Veeck's biography.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Baseball's Greatest Maverick. It is written by Paul Dixon, who's best known as for the Dixon Baseball Dictionary. And a lot of people know Bill Veeck for owning the Chicago White Sox, but what is important to us in Milwaukee is that he was an owner of the minor league Milwaukee Brewers. And this is published on the 50th anniversary of his memoir, Veeck is in Wreck, which was considered one of the best baseball memoirs of all time. And, you know, he was just a crazy person, and the book's terrific. And he's coming to Milwaukee tomorrow. He's going to be at Boswell,
tomorrow.
Free event. At the store, and he's around all day. So,
oh, that's kind of fun. Great, that's great. Get your book autographed, and
that's right, that's right.
Go see a game over the weekend. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that book sometime, huh? Not tomorrow, but sometime.
Someday
we will do that. All right, let's do food and cooking. You've given us food and cooking. That's something everybody.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about the books that we have, we have the things tend to come in groups. It's very interesting. We have three interesting food books, but they're all really about food ways, you know, food history, food culture, food ecology, as well as some of them having recipes. So the main thing and one of the biggest things that's for Milwaukee is Will Allen has his first book coming out, The Good Food Revolution. It comes out on May 10th, and he is going to be doing his launch event at Boswell on the 12th, which is Mother's Day Eve at 7 p.m. It's almost all our events are free. And most of our events that are not free are fundraisers. And this is a $5 fundraiser for Growing Power, which is a nonprofit.
Great.
And so all the ticket proceeds, and we pay the tax on those proceeds too, go to go to back to Growing Power. And you also actually, though, get $5 off the book if you buy the ticket. So Jason, my buyer's already read it. He's very into, you know, he's got a share. You know, he goes to farms and things like that. He actually shops at Growing Power. He just loved the book.
Loved it.
So we're very excited about that. I'm so excited. I have to see that mug from the Hamilton Type Museum. I read Just My Type last fall. And, you know, after the show, I want to see. I'm thinking, I think I have $150 to pledge for that mug. And but one of the things is that also in the same family as the Hamilton Type Museum, actually their sister runs the public market. And we're doing an event at the public market this Saturday on Mother's Day Eve Day. For a book called Midwest Sweet Baking by Jenny Lewis. And she's a food historian. And she basically went through libraries and industrial archives and tells a story about everything from donuts to Kringles to all kinds of brownies and cookies. I guess the first official brownie was served at the Palmer House in Chicago. It's recipes plus plus stories. And
nice.
That's a free event with a demo at the public market this Saturday at 11.
Oh, nice.
So neat.
Oh, I don't know how you do all of it.
I know. It keeps going because we have
really something.
The other book, and I'm really excited. I mean, these are not just food people. These are really interesting food people. John T. Edge, who I don't know if you've ever had him on the show. He's amazing. He's Southern Foodways Alliance, and he's got a book called The Truck Food Cookbook, which I might talk about later. Or might not. Who knows?
We will. And we'll take phone calls, too. Daniel Golden is our guest. 800-486-8655. If you'd like to join our conversation, he's owner of Boswell Books, a great independent bookstore in Milwaukee. And he's got all kinds of book recommendations and events going on, too. Go to our Facebook page for the books he's talking about today, which is The Kathleen Dunn Show. And go to his page, too, because it's just a wealth of information about Boswell Book Company on all the artists, everybody who's coming, all the authors who are going to be in town. And that, what's that website?
Dana? It's boswellbooks.com. And we have a daily blog called Boswell and Books. And we talk about a lot of people and books that aren't coming, too.
Good. Okay. Which may only be two. No. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me. We're in Milwaukee. And we want to remind you that today is our One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. We are doing an entire pledge drive in just one little day. Your pledge is very important because listener contributions make up nearly 40%. That's a lot of our budget, 40%.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100. Every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 73 pledges in the next 35 minutes to meet this hour's goal. And these hourly goals, as you can imagine, are very important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift right now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is like a statewide town hall, actually. It's where people come together to hear about topics, to hear about issues they care about, to ask questions, to share information.
Because you benefit from this community, we're asking you to help pay for it. Your support is very important of what makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Be part of this great tradition with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you want to give, we'll make it very easy for you. We need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you would like to pay for it.
Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can, or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone, go to your computer, get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever, and then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. Please give and thank you in advance for your gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
New members are very important to Wisconsin Public Radio. A big thank you to all the first-time donors
yes.
who have pledged so far this hour. The more people who support Wisconsin Public Radio, the more stable our financial situation, and the better we're able to withstand economic ups and downs.
If you have never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the same strong and reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping Pledge Drive short. Join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's an exciting kind of pledge drive, and it works when you donate. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Look at it, 72 more pledges, Lisa, to stay on track this mm-hmm. hour. Make your contribution now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge helps make One Day Wednesday a success. Just take a few minutes now to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Daniel was interested in that mug. We should probably mention that you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. It's made in the U.S., the artwork specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Get yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here are some questions to think about when deciding to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. What's WPR worth to you? How much do you listen over the course of a week, a month, a year? And really, how much are you paying for other media and entertainment? At WPR, you choose how much to give, and any contribution makes you a member. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Lisa. Our number for you to join our conversation is 800-486-8655. Daniel Golden is our guest. He's owner of Boswell Books. Go to their website. It's fabulous. He's also going to we're going to put a list of all that he has recommended this hour and then some on our Facebook page, which is The Kathleen Dent Show. So let's go to some phone calls. Why don't we? Mary in Appleton. Hi, Mary.
Hi. My recommendation is a book called Love Fiercely, and it's by Jean Zimmerman. It's about the Gilded Age in New York City. And the woman, it follows a couple, Edith Minturn and Isaac Phelps. And they were very wealthy. And had a long romance and then a marriage, and it follows their life and also the history of New York City.
I love the title, Love Fiercely. Do you know
love
it, Dana?
Love Fiercely.
I don't. I'll have to go look at it when I get back to the store. It sounds very interesting.
No. Yeah, and I Googled the author, and she has a blog, and I've been I'm 65, but I've figured out how they can send you this blog every day, and it's really interesting. She has a book coming out that I guess is that is definitely fiction. This Love Fiercely is nonfiction, and so she's been talking about going on a book tour for this book, and it's called The Orphan Master.
Oh yes, so. The Orphan Master. We had Jason read it already and loved it. Really great.
Okay.
He's very excited. It's coming in about a month or so.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the whole process is just kind of fascinating to hear from the author's standpoint, which
we
had never considered.
Yes, it is set. It's sort of a mystery set in Victorian. I think this is Victorian. It must be Victorian New York, too. For some reason, I thought it was England. But it's a July book, and look forward to it.
Yeah.
You sound like you're 32,
Good.
Mary.
I'm going to look for it.
Did you hear that, Mary? You sound like you're 32. There you go. But you do. You have a very youthful voice.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Yeah, carry on. Thanks. Peter is next in Green Bay. Hi, Peter.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah. Boswell Books is on what street?
Oh, it's on Downer Avenue. It's between Columbia St. Mary's Hospital and UWM, just off the lake. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's a nice area. And it sounds like an enlightening place to be.
Oh, it's fun.
Just recently, the author of Imagine was on, and how creativity works. And I just wanted to express my thank you to Kathleen for having him on, because it was a really enlightening book to read about how let it happen. Be patient with your imagining experience.
Oh, I have two ideas for you. First of all, there's an author. We're not hosting him. I'm not plugging anything. But there's a book called The Emotional Life of Your Brain, which we just had a really great sales pop on. He is at the neurobiology, which UW in Madison is famous for. And that book's selling very well. And it's a really interesting. And I, having read a little of the letter and also listened to that wonderful interview, there's some interesting connections between those two books. And then on the practical side, there's a really great book by Austin Kleon called Steal Like an Artist. He has given conferences at South by Southwest and TED. And he's in town and doing stuff all day on May 9th. He's doing something downtown on Wednesday, May 9th at Open Mic, which is the creativity kind of organization at the Plankton Arcade at 7:30 in the morning, and then he's doing something with Cedar Block at 7 p.m. at our store. And it's a really fun book. If you like Imagine, there's all sorts of really great ideas in there.
Thanks very much for the call. If you'd like to join our on-air conversation, the number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. You're doing, too, you were in here last week, you're doing your expertise is being noticed nationally. You're doing a national show. Is it with Susan Stanford?
I do two times a year. She does a piece for three booksellers around the country, and we each give, I think, three recs to her, and then she talks to us about them and weaves it sort of into a narrative. And I've been doing that actually since shortly after the store opened. So it's been a lot of fun.
Very
a little sad because Portrait of a Bookstore, Lucia Silver's reader, people who listen regularly will know this, the store is closing next month. And that's been a tricky thing. We have a lot of friends putting their stores up for sale or closing. We're actually doing pretty well, especially with the borders around the country closing, which we're also very sad about. But the business is migrating, and we all know that. We don't know how quickly it'll migrate, and we don't. And we've just lost. We can still sell books on Google editions, but that's going to end next January. So we need something. But a lot of owners are saying, I don't really have the energy. Even though the sales are pretty good now, I have to get out because I don't have the energy to make the changes. And, you know, fortunately, I'm not the youngest person in the world, but I sort of went into this 3 years ago saying, I'm up for anything. You know, we're just going to keep on changing and doing whatever, you know, as long as we can have the space. And we don't want to be in all, you know, it wouldn't make sense. If everything goes to ebooks, there's no sense to have us. But, you know, as we're hoping that there's enough cross-shopping and things. But I'm just a little sad about that. There's a number of the bookstore that won Bookseller of the Year. Just put themselves up for sale in the late. People will know it's the in Winnetka, so it's not really that far from here. The bookstall, it's a wonderful store. There's great stores all around the place still, and I hope there'll be new stores opening. Just not a block from me. That would be tough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're so important. They're such a part of our souls, really. You know, it's very sad when a store closes.
Well,
thank goodness for people like you. Really, thank goodness for you.
But
seriously, thank you.
We do. You know, it is really great to connect with folks individually. And we're not a store. You know, we don't connect with everyone in the world. And there's plenty of people who don't. You know, who don't really need a store like that. But it's nice that there are enough people who do, and we welcome more of them. So I was going to mention that Truck Food book. It's on May 15th, and John Edge, like I said, he's a historian who looks at the history of food. He's out of Oxford, Mississippi, and he's super charming. And this is a book that collects recipes and tells the story about the truck food industry, like Streets of Pizza and the all sorts of things that we have going on around here, satellite crepes and things. So that's all.
No Pulitzer for new fiction this
year. That's right. That was
– What happened?
We've all been fascinated about that, definitely, both people in the store and on all sorts of social media. That was probably a week's worth of ranting from all comers. It's a little complicated the way the Pulitzer works. Most awards have a short list of about 5 or 6 books. The short list is public, and then they announce the winner. And the way the Pulitzer works is the short list is generated by a panel of 3. That's private. It's secret. And then it goes to the board of 18 or some say 20, but I've heard 18 more. And they vote on what they think should win, and it must get a majority vote. So of the 18, it must get 10 votes. And what happened this year is there were 3 shortlist titles, Train Dreams by Dennis Johnson, I spelled that wrong, Pale King by David Foster Wallace, and Swamplandia by Karen Russell. And they did not get a majority from any of them. And so unfortunately, there is no – I was hoping there'd be some sort of hung jury clause where they throw it out and start again. Nobody knows exactly what happened. There is some speculation. The panel of 3 are incensed, of course. But there's some feeling, though there are big fans of Train Dreams and there are big fans of Pale King. When you look at that, it's a little lopsided because Train Dreams was a novella that was written 10 years ago and completely published in the Paris Review. And Pale King was unfinished. And while it is a masterwork, it's clearly not his best work. Mm. And so a lot of people say when you have an established author who is up for a prize, it's usually got to be better than what they've done before to win. And that's why so many early novelists win prizes, because you're always judged against your body of work. It's not – they don't have this history like the Oscars where somebody should have won so they win for the next book, or they die so they would – that would have been the way – that would have been the Oscar winner would be David Foster Wallace. So we think that Swamplandia – it's my conspiracy theory that Swamplandia was the only traditional nominee, and that they put it up thinking, well, they'll pick Swamplandia. It was sort of – now, of course, I'm totally wrong, and I love to be a conspiracist. But the sad truth is that nothing won, and these books usually sell 500,000 copies to a million. And so we've got nothing. Now, we're hoping that maybe all 3 of them will sell a lot of books, but I don't – it's not the same thing as winning, and we're all really sad about that, because the business being what it is right now, we can use every award that we can get.
Yeah, exactly. So. What a peculiar story.
Yeah. I see it.
Yeah. Daniel Golden is our guest, and we're talking books this hour of the program. He's owner of Boswell, and on the Kathleen Dunn Show, we, you know, give us a little while. We will put a list of recommendations that he brought to our table here today to the studio, and a description of why he believes that they're good for you to read. We love talking about reading. Rhonda's a librarian, after all. I just went to the Library of Congress yesterday, 2 days ago. What a room that is. What a room. What a room. Well, at any rate, this is One Day Wednesday, and this is your radio station. I know many of you consider it your radio station. It's listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We need to pick it up just a little bit. We're looking for another 62 pledges during the next 20 minutes or so. We need to keep books alive and discussions like this alive. It's just really important for, without being too lofty, our whole civilization. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising, and we can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month only takes a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We get such good guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you'll ask great questions, and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is really a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Give us your name, contact information, how much you would like to give, and then how you would like to pay. And whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. It's good for you to know that we don't share that information with any other organizations.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio erases my prejudice, makes me feel connected to people all over our state. I'm impressed with their thoughtful remarks. I'm proud to be a Wisconsinite and have Wisconsin Public Radio in my life. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lisa Nalbandian joining me here in Milwaukee, and we are asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
And thanks from John and Michael from Burlington, Vermont, who say we wanted to specifically renew our WPR membership during the Kathleen Dunn Show as a way of saying thanks for the amazing programming, challenging questions, current topics, and world-class guests that Kathleen and her producers bring to listeners each and every day. We no longer live in Wisconsin, but still faithfully tune in to Kathleen Dunn Show from the web.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Michael. That's very meaningful. And I know there, the audience really make this show what it is, and thanks very much. We try to be as timely as possible. Robert Reich was with us recently. Did you hear that interview? If not, if you're interested in the Kennedy time period, Clint Hill's interview, the Secret Service agent who was watching Jackie Kennedy from when John Kennedy was first elected to a year after the assassination, and he was with her from the moment she put on that pink dress and hat, the moment of the assassination, and had to tell Bobby Kennedy that his brother had been shot. It's really a straightforward, I should talk to Daniel about this. It's really a very good book, and he sounds much as he is. We talked to him last week. We talked to so many remarkable people, world-class guests, and that's because of Rhonda Fanning and Brett Jaspers. They really get the best people for the air, and I hope you appreciate that. I really hope you appreciate that, because it's not run-of-the-mill stuff. It's carefully chosen. It's important discussions, and you can join in. So all of that is made possible by listener contributions. To make your contribution, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting 61 more pledges in the next 10 minutes is so important. Give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks so much, Lisa, and thanks everybody for those of you who have pledged already and to those who will pledge. Thank you in advance. Daniel Golden is our guest this hour. Daniel is owner of Boswell Books. We're talking about books, of course. And let's go to another phone call. Mark is calling from Shorewood. Hi, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Kathleen, and good morning, Daniel, and I both hope you're well.
Thank you. Hope you're well. Thanks.
Excellent. Yes, I want to recommend Backward Ran Sentences, a collection from New Yorker writer Wolcott Gibbs. It's a recent release relative to the quick flight of time that we all experience. It's a great collection of sardonic theater reviews, not unlike Georgine Nason, and great essays and charming, witty short stories.
So wonderful.
Anyone interested in the literary realm, Backward Ran Sentences by Wolcott Gibbs.
And he wrote for the New Yorker, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So you've read, I assume, if you're reading Wolcott Gibbs, I'm sure you've already read all the Joseph Mitchell essays and E.B. Wright stuff. And
absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No, you know, Daniel, it's a matter of, you know, hitting different genres, you know, and you just got to keep jumping around. But akin to that, I enjoy George Jean Nathan.
Okay. You should try Joseph Mitchell. I would say that would be
Daniel,
the one.
I will.
Yeah. That
it
would
be
the
done.
One. Because people freak out about how much they love Up in the Old Hotel.
Yeah. I will, too, upon your recommendation, and okay. I thank you.
We'll freak out together. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I love that. It will be done. He will do just what you said.
One of the things I wanted to mention, I'm trying to get my pledges up, but I notice you always get a bunch of science fiction and fantasy calls, and I never have any really great event to tell them about, and I'm so excited because we have John Scalzi coming in June. He's going to be at the World Science Fiction Convention next September as some keynote thing, and Jason was explaining it to me and I didn't really understand, but he's actually in town for a new book in June called Red Shirts. He's going to be Monday, June 11th, and this is a really cool concept, and Jason loved the book, and I've had several other people tell me how much they liked it, too. It sort of plays off the Star Trek mythology. Mm. And so it's not there specifically, but this secondary officer realizes that on all their missions, all the lead people come back okay, the doctor and the chief and the second, but there's always a minor officer who dies on the mission mysteriously. And he's one of these minor officers who's called up, and he's panicking that he's going to be the one who's disappears. And so there's a conspiracy, of course. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. So for all those people who always seem to call in about science fiction and fantasy.
And also, there are a lot of people who have book clubs, and you put paperback releases for book clubs, which was very nice of you.
And such an interesting thing going on. One of the strange results of e-readers is that there's a lot of argument as to whether the sales are cutting into hardcover or paperback. They thought it would affect hardcovers, but the e-reader is often very price-oriented, and so we're finding things like that we didn't expect, like bargain books being affected and paperbacks being more affected. And so what they're doing is finally moving up the paperback release on a lot of books from that traditional year to 6 to 8 months, just the way that movies to video moved up a number of years ago. And so this May, which is really when the floodgates open, you have all the books that came out last fall and from the smaller publishers that were traditionally still publishing in a year. And there's a few other publishers that are still keeping to a year. And the publishers that are moving it up just have all their books from last September and October and even November are coming out too. So we had to add a third new paperback table because there was just too much stuff up. And it's just been, you know, it's a plethora of riches. Art of Fielding came out and Caleb's Crossing and State of Wonder. And we have and that's good for us for book clubs, because a lot of book clubs still read paperbacks. I have a strange little formula about when book clubs read hardcovers, which I will not give to you because it involves many parentheses and things. But we have actually a number of really good book club events coming up. We have a dual authors, Diana Abu-Jaber, which some public radio people will know. She has a book called Birds of Paradise, and she's going to be in conversation with Samuel Park, who wrote a book called There Spurns My Heart on May 22nd. His book is a set in South Korea, and I've had really great reads on that as well. Her book set in Miami during the building boom, and it's both about very strong women confronted with, setbacks in their lives. And then on May 23rd, we have a wonderful African-American writer, Tayari Jones, wrote a book called Silver Sparrow about a bigamist. And the story is told through his two teenage daughters from the two families. And that's on the 23rd. I usually do a book club talk before one of them, like talking about the new book club books, but we didn't really have enough time. So actually I'm doing one on May 8th at the Linden Sculpture Garden. And there's wine, and there's an admission to that, and you get to go to the grounds too. That's on May 8th at 7.
Oh, nice.
So it's part of their series.
We were just talking last week about doing a book club once a month, which I used to do years and years ago. We should talk to you about
it. It's fun. We do a lot of things where a group will come in and speak with me for an hour, and I'll give them my picks, and then they'll tell me what – just like this. People will say what they like, say, if you like this, try this.
Oh, yes. And if you like this, then you should go to Daniel's store, and if you like this, then you should pledge, right, Daniel?
That's right.
Da-da-da-da.
And you didn't even need to put in the parentheses.
You're great. Thank you. We love having you here all the time. All the time. Thanks, Daniel. Daniel Golden, and he has very kindly put together a list of great recommendations. And we'll just put the whole thing on our Facebook, because it's also descriptions of these books that he has recommended. So it's good. We'll do that. All right. Just give us a little time, and we will do that. Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Books on Downer in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. It's a nice store. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Lisa Nalbandian joining me in our studio. It's One Day Wednesday. Let's pick up the pace here, everybody. This is just wonderful radio. Talking about books, it doesn't get much better than this. And I know you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to bring clarity to the day's news, to engage your mind, to give you suggestions of reading that's important. And we today are relying on the money we do every day, actually, to give that you give to keep the news and discussion going strong.
And we haven't been meeting our hourly goals, and we need to pick up the pace to meet our annual budget. Listener support is our single most important source of support. Your pledge right now is so important. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
55 pledges needed to meet this hour's goal. 10 minutes to get those pledges. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last one day.
We're asking you to help us meet this goal, to help pay for the programs by making your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation with Daniel Golden. You give us feedback saying you like this guest, you like Daniel and love shows about books. Please take a few minutes to make the hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have access to the internet. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org, and of course, you can pledge at 888-202-2552.
54 more pledges needed now in the next less than 10 minutes. Maybe you found yourself thinking about something in a new way. I'm sure you have after you've heard one of our shows. It's the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear so much information, it's unbelievable. You hear what you hear and you value what you hear on the Ideas Network. Please pledge your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've already renewed by mail or made ongoing monthly transfers from your bank account, thank you. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you haven't given yet, join thousands of other wonderful Wisconsin Public Radio members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, Peter Sagal here. As host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, I am always quite pleased and proud and honored, in fact, to keep you up to date on the interesting and sometimes unbelievable things that happen in the world around us. Today is no different. Wisconsin Public Radio, your radio network, is trying to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. Bizarre? Unbelievable? Unheard of? Yes, it is. As 10, 12, and even 14-day pledge drives are becoming more common in public radio. But with your contribution right now, you can help make One Day Wednesday a success. Please give now, and then you can sit back, listen to the news and all your favorite weekend programs, and feel good that you did your part to help pay for your WPR listening. You can pledge online at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
And in case you missed that, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 54 more pledges to meet our goal this hour. Maybe your gift, $50, $100, $500, whatever amount you choose is, of course, the right amount because you chose it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Like Kathleen said, we need about 50 more pledges in the next 2 or 3 minutes to meet this hour's goal. And these hourly goals are so important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of $1 or $2 a week is all it takes, and it really is meaningful for us. Your gift will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the whole year. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising. We're doing our part. This drive is just one day. Now we ask you to do your part. Join with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners and help pay for your WPR listening. Give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they received their first job out of college, they can finally afford to give, or people who turned 30 and realized, I'm a grown-up now, it's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage it. You decide the amount and then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have 53 more pledges to go this hour. Lisa, to stay on track, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Trying to get an entire pledge drive done in just one day is a risk. but we know that you're up for the challenge. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Lisa. Lisa Nalbandian, thanks to Rhonda Fanning and Brett Jaspers for producing this show.